Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I'm on air. You on air. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah, so I am in the process of trying to figure out what is it that customer service people do now that doesn't create good relations with the company you're seeking to do business with. And I found out in the last couple of months, there's a lot that they do. They are so rude now on some things. You have to call back in and tell the manager or the supervisor that, hey, that's not going to work. You know, I tell you, I've cut ties with a couple of large companies just because of customer service. And I've also increased my business with other companies because of their great customer service. I got one company now that I can no longer do business with because, quote unquote, they don't want world domination by a company because they treat people good. It might sound made up or something, but, you know, I stay in the Richardson Garland area. So, you know, they take care of their own. Large companies have a quota or something in certain areas. I didn't know anything about that where I was from. So, but to get back down to the facts, and those are, there's a lot of different factors that keys in with customer service because, you know, if it's wrong, it's wrong, you know, but I identify with great customer service. I just, from restaurants on down, it starts at restaurants now. Everyone should demand great customer service in restaurants. And if it happens once and you and the cook don't get along, I would suggest you never eat there again. Everybody knows why but you. and it's all of that type of stuff, but it's kind of self-defeating to have someone at your reception desk that don't know anything about your product and also really don't care. You know, they just want their 9-to-5 so they can get paid and get off, you know. And that means if you choose that type of person to work for you, you probably that type of person too. So sometimes it starts in the middle. It don't start at the top because it wouldn't be that big, you know. But then, you know, people get to making what they put on themselves in limited ways and creating their own glass ceilings, a little bit of money, as opposed to what the big guys is making, and they become complacent or jealous or don't know what all things might transpire in the daily lives of somebody that think they have made it or has reached their own personal limitations and glass ceilings and whatever. But, you know, that's stuff that we ourselves create. And yes, it's a hindrance, but, you know, that's stuff that we don't talk about. That's stuff that, we don't discuss that type of stuff. Ain't enough enthusiasm in that type of talk. It's all it is about when you're talking about your own money, you know. So, tonight we will be discussing customer service. Do you demand great customer service? Are you like a lot of different people that'll sell for anything, you know? So that's the question. I'm going to leave it open for a couple of minutes, which I had some music to play. You know I'm working on it because I like music too. But my customer service in that area is not adequate. But I'm working on it. It's a work in progress. Now, let's get something else started. What else is going on that we really need to talk about in that same area is sometimes don't think we are capable of doing a job that we've never actually tried, or work that we've never actually tried, because somebody else said, "Oh, that's never been done," or "You can't do that. You can't do that. Why?" You know, you have to ask yourself sometime, who are you talking to? You know, who are you listening at? Because after I said that, made a statement earlier, just a little bit earlier, about you putting too many own limitations on yourself. And one question is, do you let other people put limitations on you and your abilities? You know, do the buck stop here? You know, just because somebody else say you can't do it, you stop. I don't know. You know, I'm just asking because, you know, after you start talking about customer service and stuff like that, you start wondering, how long have I been putting these limitations on myself? How long has I been going, you know, by somebody else's idea of what's good for me and what's not good for me? And that's basically creating animosity with your psyche, I would think. So let's think about something like that too, and see where it leads to. Because I kind of really believe that to let somebody else tell you what you can and can't do because they are limited or can't do something that's quote unquote difficult. It's not real sensible to be doing, you know. I was writing a little comment today on my Facebook because it was a great little wise saying on Facebook, and don't really remember what all it was concerning, but it had how education is the key, but I don't know. I saw a conflict in an earlier statement that we know education is the key, but we keep defeating our own purposes. We won't let kids see the facts while they're young enough to begin to understand them. You know, like sick people in the hospital. If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to get sick too, you know. So you have to show them sick people in the hospital from time to time. Don't let them, you know, not around people that's got real bad illnesses and stuff like that. But take them to visit a hospital where in a ward where there's only sick children with like cancer or something like that, or whatever, something that's not contagious, something that's not catching. But let them know that these are the people you need to be trying to help get back into the world and stuff, whatever, you know, and show some complacency, you know, for lack of a better word, I might have misspoken that one, but show some good Samaritanism or something, you know, and while you not thinking about it too much, you know, child is out there and it's too hot for them to get outside and play like they need to be doing, because you didn't let them out early enough where they could adapt their bodies to the sun and all of that there, so whatever. What you need to do is get your child to see some of the real things that's going on. And if your child is kind of in a bad neighborhood, so to speak, ain't no such thing, because everywhere and anywhere can be considered a bad or a good neighborhood. Just opposed to what you're looking for and what you really get out of it. But so, you know, if you got a child and he not seeing enough of the realities of all them people standing on the corner or whatever, doing what they do, you have to expose them to the facts, you know. But, you know, if you stay out here too long, you know, you become adapted to just this, then, you know, you could end up here for the rest of your life, you know. Because it is, a lot of people don't understand what it is to be able to get out, talk with some sensible folk from time to time, because I don't care if they're homeless. Everybody got something good to say about how they got to where they were. So it's some history there somewhere. And as soon as we realize that if education is so important to us, as it should be, especially as parents, you don't trap that child's real education in life by trying to justify, well, you didn't do it, and you know, you never stood out under the tree. But if you're living close to it, your child will have to see it, have to walk through it. That's defeating the purpose of him learning about who he is or who she is, how they got there, or whatever. Because all knowledge is good knowledge. It's just how you apply it. Lord have mercy. It's kind of hard to school a lot of people that don't really want to hear it, because, you know, like they are asleep. They go out and get their little education. Top name school and everything, because that's what they wanted and that's what they did. That's what their family wanted and that's what they did. But then reality got to sit in somewhere. You can't even go out and have a decent conversation with a janitor because you too uppity. You know, scared of what you might hear. See? That's a conflict. That's a conflict. Because trying to live a lie. Trying to live a lie. Soon as you hear one bad bump, you go to wanting to commit sideways and stuff. Oh, yeah, you don't know what that is. Sideways is suicide. You know, sideways. You'll catch some of that. That's Bonton real talk. But you have to go in to life if you're really going to be seeking a true education. You have to want it, try to get it all, try to want it all. Because you're worthy of getting it if you get it right. You just gonna go halfway, shooting your own self in the foot. Because you then can't tell anybody about anything. You're passing on untried information. That's all. That's all. You don't even know if it'll work. So, you know, bottom line, what I'm saying is, experiencing it is a great part of getting the knowledge. Yeah. Reading about it and all of that, it's all well and good for some folks. But the best part is getting it by trial and error. Yes. By trial and error. I'm taking a space and break for identification. You listen to Ask Uncle Billy, 1-323-870-3963. Give me a call. 1-323-870-3963. Call in. Ask me a question. If I don't know it, we're going to find out together. Give me a call. I'll holler. Hold on.
Putting them, putting them all in the game. It's still in the game.
Yes, Billy is back. And so, again, we have to stop limiting ourselves to the to problems somebody else done faced and went through, and because of their shortcomings, couldn't get it done. They probably didn't even have no goals set. But they can tell you, that can't be done. That ain't nobody never did it before. And all of that unnecessary stuff, you know. And so what we got to do is judging what we have set for ourselves, do better than what we're doing, and aspire to be better. And stop putting unnecessary limits on our kids. I have a guest caller. Hold 1 second. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you have... Ask Uncle Billy, and we're speaking today on great customer service or anything else you want to talk about.
Okay. Well, let me just introduce myself. My name is Lachelle Booker with Lachelle's Fashion Gift Baskets, and I have a very, very important question. My first question is, if I was a new client or customer calling into a new business and I needed their services, and as soon as the receptionist picked up, the tone was kind of monotone, kind of depressing, would you have second thoughts about that business?
That was one of the first statements I made tonight once I got on the phone. I said that if the person on the other end is not that enthusiastic about the company, then why should you be?
Exactly.
You know, if you get a greeting that's so tiresome and I don't want to be here, I'm telling you, that because that's one of my biggest letdowns, to call a company and the person on the other end, you can tell that it's 9 o'clock in the morning, but they are acting like it's close to 5, and they ready to get off already. You know, they want the money, they want the job, but they don't want to do the work.
Right.
So, all they want is the paycheck at the end of the day, and it just started, and they still want the end of the day to be there.
I wouldn't let that
person answer my phones too many times either.
Mm-hmm. And then let me ask you this from the client again. Can that client, what word I'm looking for, detect the tone the first 10 seconds? the first 10 seconds that person say, well, thank you for calling such and such, this is never how may I help you, immediately they have discovered something, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You see, what you, if you don't get what you're looking for on the other end, and the person that answers the phone don't get something out of it in the first 30 seconds, something wrong on one of them ends.
Okay.
See,
okay.
You're calling in to a company. You know, for instance, if you call it on a high tech company that you want to design your web page, and you call in and they answer the phone like it's a grocery store.
Right.
Your first 30 seconds gonna be shit. This ain't the kind of company I was looking for.
Right.
No, this ain't it. You know. And then, you know what you have to get out of the. You see, when you're making that first call into any company, you have, like the book said, I can't remember authors that well. I remember the book, Great Expectations. Mm-hmm. You know,
okay.
Yeah, great expectations. I'm going to call this company. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then when you get your call in, you done got set to put your little pitch together and tell them what you need, tell them what you're looking for. And they be so bland that, you know, they got thunderstorm on your parade.
Because I had an experience, and you never know, that customer service that comes from that other business can have an impact on the person that's calling. Because I'm going to give you an example. I was having a, you know, not so good day, and I called to try to do business with such and such, and that person on the other end, customer service was so great that, of course, I continued doing business, but it just changed my whole perspective that day. So customer service is so very important.
It's very important. I had a job once many, many years ago. One of my best friends, Jim Washington, over at the Weekly. He come home. He come back to the office one day. He said, Billy, I don't know what the hell you doing on that phone. He said, but whatever it is, you keep doing it. I said, what you talking about? He said, man, I was sitting in a boardroom, man, and and the people around the table, they were just chatting, and one lady said, hey, have you ever called over at the Dallas Weekly? And another lady said, well, yeah, I said, I call over there all the time. You know, they said, well, do you get the same kind of feeling out of it that I do? And she said, yeah, that guy be answering the phone, and he be so, you know, enthusiastic and great about the day. He said, I just like to call up sometime and cheer myself up in the morning. And Jim comes back to the office and stuck some money in my head. He said, whatever you doing on that phone, you keep doing it. And, you know, so it really made me feel good because, you know, our receptionist had just gotten took a leave of absence, you know. So I had to answer the phone for a few days till I could find somebody else. But he made it a regular job.
I have one more comment about what you just said about the Dallas Weekly. Now, it was another newspaper company, and I won't mention their names, that I was trying to connect with. And I went up there in person, and the person gave me their phone number and extension and told me to follow up with them. So that's exactly what I did. So when I called that number, first of all, the phone rung about 9 times. It rang about 9 times. Now, I said, well, let me just call this number back. So I called the same number back again. it rung 9 times again. But the second time, a recording picked up, and it didn't even give me an option to put in an extension. So I'm like, this is not going to be good. What's up with that? I mean, how should I feel?
Well, nah. Sometimes when businesses have salespeople that, you know, can't get to the phone or whatever, and they put that automated system in, sometimes it means they're doing too good. Sometimes it means that they're not aware that that's happening. And it happens a lot of times when the person that's managing the phone systems don't get that type of information that you just gave me. Because I was warned, because my rule of thumb was, if the phone rings over twice with no answer, somebody's going to be in trouble.
And that's a big business. So I'm very, I would just...
Yeah. But what you should have done is go in, ask who wrote the phone system, show how into the system you were, and said that somebody needs to change so-and-so, because that phone is ringing too many times, or called in talk to somebody. And once you say something like that, see, it'll clear your mind of, hopefully, that never happening again at that place. But,
right.
Like I say, in some instances, it's just like a friend of mine went to a store the other day that we went together to quite often. And told me by the time he got home with his goods, he found out that his meat was spoiled. And I said, did you get it back? He said, no, I just threw it away. But how is the man in the store going to know his stuff is spoiled if you don't tell him? I mean, did he call him and tell him or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just stop shopping there because you've been going there for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta be a loyal customer, a good customer. You know, you got to demand good service. And that's in every walk of life. That's not just in, you know, that's in everything you do. Because if my service is not up to par, and I hire the type of people, and I said this earlier because I called on a company just yesterday, and then another company a couple of weeks ago, and I said, well, you know, if the people down here are doing this, and I'm telling people just above them, their supervisors and everything, and nothing's being done about it, then that must mean it's a little higher up that, you know, people are really not, you know, doing what they're supposed to do.
So my
next thing, and that's another reason I'm having this show tonight about customer service, because next, either tomorrow or next week, depending on if I get a chance to do the show tomorrow, I'm going to be calling some names of companies that got deplorable customer service.
Okay,
and
okay.
I believe it starts at the top.
Yes,
because,
it does.
It didn't happen.
Right. But happen. I think whoever is over the phone system or manages voicemails or whatever, they need to triple check that and make sure that that is set up correctly, because people like me, I'm in business. I don't have time to go all the way back down there and say, hey, your phone system is messed up. People in business like me don't have time for stuff, so they need to triple check that stuff themselves. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Sometimes in checking, they miss some of that because that's not what they are actually trained to do.
So any
help that you can give in that situation, like I said, will ease your mind and that you do it the right thing, because if somebody finds something wrong in your system and they bring your attention to it, you can say, well, see there, it paid off. I told somebody about their little problem. Somebody told me about mine. problem.
But you know what? I have other sources of communication. They could email me. I don't even,
right.
The person that gave me his information, I don't have an email address to even email. Well, check your phone.
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that person there is getting paid from the company, and I really don't have anything bad to say about that, except I wouldn't accept a job like that. I'm a commissioned only salesperson. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I work hard
for my money, and I don't let people play with my money.
Okay.
So, what I'm saying is, that guy, if he don't have all his contact information on the card and it's not properly working, he's the one screwing up. So
it wasn't a card, it was a ticket page.
And never do business with him again. Don't care whatever kind of business he goes to. He could go to a car dealership giving away cars, and I wouldn't trust him.
Yeah, it was on a sticky pad. He gave me his number on a sticky pad. That's the kind of business he wanted to do with me. So, we'll get into that later. But, yeah, sticky pad coins, you know. But anyway, Mr. Billy, it was so good talking to you. And I look forward to discussing whatever else you're going to have during the week. And I just hope we got some good listeners and, you know, some more good comments to come through.
Yes. Well, what I'm going to be doing, I will set my information up this evening if I decide to do the show tomorrow. And
okay.
It'll be on my Facebook page.
Okay.
Billy Parnell. And you can keep up with me on my Facebook page. It'll tell you that what I'm doing, when I'm doing it.
All righty.
So I do have a large variety of people out there that's soon to be listening to a lot of Ask Uncle Billy.
Ask Uncle Billy. All right. Well, we're going to cut this, and I'll be calling in later.
Well, I sure thank you. You have a wonderful evening, and God bless you for the information you asked for. You made my day.
All right. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, we're back to Ask Uncle Billy, and the show goes on. I had a wonderful caller in a little earlier, and she asked some questions about customer service and getting information on a sticky pad. I said, I take a station identification, buddy. Good, wonderful afternoon. Oh, you did. Immensely. It really did. It really did. So, I'm still on the air, and I'll be getting back with you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, customer service. It means a whole lot, especially when you're in a people business, and you have to keep things under consideration. If you got somebody that comes to work and brings their personal lives with them each and every morning, and not actually giving your services their best shot, because, you know, it's a disservice to you and your business if your employee is coming in grumpy and get on the phone talking about most of their personal lives rather than what time you'll be ready for the customer and whatever else. So, you know, it's always best to hire people that you know you don't have to stand over and watch them 24/7. Because when you have to watch people, micromanaging isn't fun from the start. You know, you have to hire the type of people that you want to be around on a regular basis. And that's all it is. Because a lot of people don't understand. A lot of large companies wouldn't be where they were or where they are if it wasn't for good or great customer service people. And of course, we do business with a lot of them, don't we? So it's up to you. If you go into that field, you have to know that you can't take your problems to work with you. You know, you're mad at your boyfriend, you're mad at your dog, your cat got killed. You got to leave all of that at home, just like any other great job. Customer service is an art. And if you don't believe it, you know, you are pissing against the wind. You it'll all come back to haunt you, because it's something that we don't just all do, but we interact with people on a regular basis, and sometimes we try and disregard how much of our personal business we're telling them. But good customer service people are just like bartenders. They can get it all out of you. They can get it all out of you. Get you so adapted to getting good service and everything to where it becomes a habit, and that's really what you want. Because you don't want to call in somebody, you send the gripe about your cable system or something, and you call in and say, look, I'm having problems with my, I need to talk to so-and-so. Sometimes you have a problem with that automated call, and it's really not enjoyable, I'm going to tell you that. I like talking to human technicians. Somebody I can say, well, I can't do this or I can't do that. And, you know, get on from there. But I'm not an automated type person. I like to talk to people. So I'm fixing to take another station break for identification. Give me a few minutes to get myself together, and I'll be right back.
When you play your video game?
I'm actually really good at Hubert, so that's why I knew that was there.
All right. Well, I'm back, and I was looking for a couple of clients that were supposed to call in and verify some email addresses and everything, and they haven't called. I can't blame it on great customer service, because these are the breadwinners. These are the owners. So what do you do? And I have to try and ask myself this tomorrow. What do you do when there's a blatant slam against your business principles? I'm gonna state it just that strongly, because it is strongly. When you say you're going to do something and you do something else, and you don't do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it, then I really do have a problem, because I'm very enthusiastic about people that do what they say they're going to do when they say they're going to do it. I know it sounds like a long thing to say, but if you say it all the time and you say it realistically, you'll begin to adapt that if I say it, I got to do it. Other than that, I keep my big mouth shut. You know what I'm saying? So you get into the great habit of listening more than you're speaking. Because you don't want to tell someone like me, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and I'll give you a call at so-and-so, so-and-so. Because if I say it, I'm going to do it. Or I'm going to get caught out somewhere trying to do it. And, you know, that's just the way it is. That is life. And that's what I do. So if you don't like what I put out, don't do business with me. Because if you ask me to do something and I say I'm going to do it, trust me, I'm going to do it. So that's the bottom line. Now, if you say you're going to do something and you don't do it, I'm going to be just like I am now, upset with you. So if you're listening, great. If you're really getting my message, you'll call my other number and leave a message on there why you didn't do what you said you was going to do when you said you was going to do it. Somebody listening, somebody will catch that. And I really want to thank you. But now that I know I'm not going to have two of my later guests for tonight, I'm going to round this up in a little bit just by talking about some of the other things that I wanted to talk about, because customer service, I don't know whether the automated system is killing it. The people that it replaced just wasn't great enough no how. And I'm going to have to try to get to some of the bottom lines on this, so I'm gonna do another show tomorrow. But I'm going to be a lot better prepared because a few of these folks that were supposed to call in who are business owners must know how vehemently I was about doing this show, because I announced that I would put them on my web page for free if they did this. But of course, I told them my web page ain't gonna be up until at least next week. But free, help me out, help me get them, I thought. But still, it dates back to doing what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. And so that really hurts, because as a business owner, seems like your conscience should be bothering you all the rest of the day. If not, you've never done business with Billy Parnell. So I'm going to take a couple of minutes for station identification, which is the Ask Uncle Billy Show at 1-323-870-3963. Ask Uncle Billy. Do you think you can last another month in business? Ask Uncle Billy. Better yet, do you think you can last another week? Ask Uncle Billy. Tell you what, if we don't know, we'll find out. Thank you, and I'll be right back. Punny Punnell, this is your Uncle Bill. I need you to call in to my radio show, man. I'm stuck like Chuck. One of my other callers can't get in. 1-323-870-3963. It's the Ask Uncle Billy Show. 1-323-870-3963. Ask Uncle Billy. Give me a call. Thank you. And have a great day. With that, I'm trying to see what time was you going to call in. You know I take off early on Monday. Oh, I didn't last week. Okay. Great customer service. Yes, I did. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, Steve. Oh, man, you. I need you to call in to my radio show, man. Yeah, yeah. I'm doing a show on great customer service. And the people that were supposed to call in ain't calling in tonight. And I got somebody that's sick to call in. And I got off the phone with somebody a little earlier. But I got another hour I got to do on the air. And I need to call in. All right. The number is 1. It's toll free. 323-870-3963. I'm on air right now as we speak. All right. Yeah, Uncle Billy is back. Looking for a date, with somebody that needs to ask some good questions, because it is lonesome over here. What I'm trying to do is find somebody that has got a business that don't know whether or not they have great customer service. Because if you don't know, that means you're not on top of what you need to be doing. That might be the reason you're not a billionaire. You know what I'm saying? So you have to make that extra effort sometimes when you can't hire the person that you really want or the person that you really need. You have to kind of train the one you got. But that song said, love the one you're with. Then sometimes that's what you have to do. And make no bones about it. Get the people around you that can almost see your vision or think like you or something real similar is the best thing since I put it on my Facebook yesterday. It's the best thing since water. Because you just keep adding to it. And that's all it's about. You know, you got to keep doing what you're doing. Because if you don't, you're not going to grow. You're not showing any signs of Honey L. Yeah. Three
It's not going through, is it?
No, it's not.
God, no. I don't know what I done did wrong.
Well, you really only
got
hurt for this. Get through. With the warning in front and without it, several times, it just ain't down there. You don't never hit a down tone at all.
Try it one more time, Bill. Dog, man, I don't know what I did wrong. That's the reason I said I needed some God dog help. But, yeah, it's online. It's my, yeah.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with someone just a little while ago. Hold on, I might be done did the right thing. Call me back. Call me on that line. 323-870-3963. All right. Well, shit. I don't know what I did wrong. Right. So it'll be fixed tomorrow, I bet. No, I'm gonna add to it and put out there. I messed on myself because I didn't do what I was supposed to do, and yeah. Well, you know, that's what I did. I'm not gonna use the words I'm using with you. Yeah, I'm just telling you what I'm gonna do and how I'm gonna do it. Cause this is screwed up, and so I got to get right back in here and start over and call my nephew. I called one of my grandnephews. He got a office cleanup bill. You know, he do office buildings and stuff like that. Real great service, man. I called him. He was calling in, trying to get in. And shit, I couldn't even. Oh man, that hurts.
Nah, you'll be
alright. Oh shit, hey, baby, one bad apple don't stop no show. Yeah, I got off the phone with Bobby Patterson a while ago, man. He was telling me he damn near 80 years old. He's telling me he's still doing shows. He just come back from overseas and stuff like that. Had me feeling so good. Yeah. He older than my sister's husband, talking about, and he come asking me, talking about, Preacher Ellis still around? I said, yeah. I said, just like you, nigga. So this is just a start. That's the reason I'm doing it all on my time. That's the reason I'm doing it free. And I'm getting all the kinks out. But Big Daddy will be on tomorrow night.
All right. So,
I'll give you. I'm on Facebook and everything. I can't even get no calls in.
Okay, I'm telling you because, like I said, when I tried to hit you up with the Twitter, Hello?
Just scroll it over, go to that next page.